This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh, it is that time of the day. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. 2 weeks from tonight, Hugh, we're going to be at the Link.
2 weeks.
For the first round of the NFL draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select at number 32, unless they move around the board, which they could. Let's go to...
be there all night, bro.
Oh, you better lock in. You know, last time this happened, when they won the Super Bowl, we did the draft show from the Link. Pick 32. We stayed there all night, and then they traded out of the first round.
Wait a minute, y'all did. I thought you were my last. No, we didn't get that far.
No, we did not.
It was like 16th or something, was it? Quinion was what?
24, somewhere in that range. All right, let's go to this today's mock draft over Pro Football Focus. Number one overall, no surprise here. We've had this the whole time. The Titans select quarterback Cam Ward out of Miami. Number two, we got a trade here.
Well, we got it.
We got trades in this mock. Number two, the Chicago Bears trade up and draft Abdul Carter. They trade with the Browns.
Okay.
So they give up number 10, number 39, number 148. Next year's first rounder to move up. I mean, would the Bears be on your radar if they have a new coach and they add it to the offensive line and they add Abdul Carter? They'd be on my radar.
They've been working hard. And the quarterback, even though they didn't win a whole lot of games, he didn't play that bad.
Yeah, there's promise. I think the coach was the bigger issue last year. All right, so the Bears land Abdul Carter, number two. Number three, the Giants select Travis Hunter, wide receiver slash corner from Colorado. Number four, the Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle LSU. Number five, the Jaguars select Mason Graham, defensive lineman from Michigan. And I'm scrolling down, but I don't have to go all the way to 32 because in this one, it's Howie season. The Eagles trade up with the Minnesota Vikings to get up to number 24. So the Eagles surrender number 32, number 96, and number 161. So they trade, what is that? Would that be a 1, a 3, and a 5? I think I'm right on that. A 1, a 3, and a 5 to move up to 24 to select a player that did come up once before on our mock drafts here. Donovan Ezeraku, edge rusher from Boston College. Again, he's got an awesome name. That sounds like a pass rusher name to me.
Nigerian nightmare. He's Nigerian. He could be a nightmare. Yeah, I mean... it's a guy 6'2", 248 pounds, can fit into this 3-4 defense like the Eagles like to run, slide from a 3-4 front to a 4-3 front. I like this. We talked about this young man earlier, man. I think he would be a good fit for this. I really do.
So let me ask you this then, because we talked about Ezeraku. We both like him as a player. I think he's got an awesome name, and he had good production at Boston College. Are you willing to trade up and surrender picks to move up or move around the draft? So that's not a small haul. A 1, a 3, and a 5 to go up 8 spots. Basically a 3 and a 5 because you're swapping the ones, right? So a 3 and a 5 to move up from 32 to 24. You in on that or you want to just stay put at 32?
Excuse me.
I like the idea of moving up. They have 20 picks the next two drafts. Use them.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't have a problem moving up to get this edge rusher, especially when you talk about looking at this mock draft and the guys that are coming off the board. You want to get a good edge rusher. You want to get somebody that's going to come in and contribute almost immediately. So, yeah, I don't have a problem. If that's what you have to do to get one of those guys, then yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, yesterday when we were talking through all this, you know, the scenario of the wide receiver came up, and I think you said, what if all the guys you like are gone and the receiver is the best? Well, this is a way to avoid that, right?
Yeah.
You trade up and you make sure you don't lose, you know, Donovan Ezeraku or whoever the guy they have pegged as their edge rusher. I like this player. We talked about him a few weeks ago, and I like the idea of Howie trading up on draft night. And it's not just because we have a shorter night and we get to go home and get some sleep. It's just it's the idea that I think
you want to get somebody that you feel is impactful.
Yes.
That can come in, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that can come in and contribute like immediately.
And they don't need 20 picks the next 2 years. I know it's cool to say it, but like we're not adding 20 rookies to a roster that's trying to win the Super Bowl.
This is true.
So what are they doing with those 20 picks? They could move around the board. They also could trade some of them
for TJ Watt.
For TJ Watt or
all
veterans.
Of them.
All of them. Now, if we're talking about trading the whole draft for Abdul Carter, that's a little bit of a story. Elliot brought that up yesterday.
That would be more sensible.
I'd rather trade them all for TJ Watt.
Oh, no.
All right, you got that price tag.
Abdul Carter has never played a snap in the NFL.
But he also only costs like a total of $40 million the next 5 years.
That's wonderful.
We
don't know if he's as good as a player as TJ Watt.
We don't. He probably won't be.
Yeah, but that's kind of my whole point.
But if he's 80% of TJ Watt at
no.
a fraction
you know,
of the cost.
You know,
he could be 80% of TJ Watt.
Not for the whole draft.
You know what Kyle is? Kyle the cat that go up to the dealership and he said he want a Hellcat, but he only got RT money. He only got RT money, man. My bad. He like that.
Yeah, he's offended.
Yeah, my bad.
Are you in on Ezeraku? Would you trade up for Ezeraku?
You know what? I think I'm avoiding it just because of the nickname that Hugh brought up the other day.
What you mean? The angry African?
Yeah, no,
again. Hugh Douglas said that.
We're
not
workshopping
Joe Gilio.
That one.
No,
we can't
that,
do that.
That one we're not workshopping.
When I said it in front of the boss, he was like, he turned beet red. Yeah. He's like, hold up.
Who said that? Hugh said it. I told you his nickname.
I didn't think it was that offensive when it came out of my mouth.
The Rock. The Rock is a very simple, inoffensive nickname.
I don't like The Rock either.
What do you
want? That makes me think of Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he got that thing.
And he's kind of a tool.
You're out on the
Rock. You think so?
Hold on. You're out on the real Rock?
Yeah.
The Rock's awesome. What the Rock
He's
do?
The type, well, like, hold on.
He did blow up, though.
He's the type of guy that will only accept movie roles where he's the hero. He's such a look at me guy.
Wait a second. You,
I mean,
you
made
want
a lot of money.
He's not a very good actor.
He made a lot of money as
I don't
look
give
at me
a
guy.
Crap
you
about
want
wrestling.
The Rock to be the villain?
He was a villain on wrestling.
He would be a pretty cool villain. Have you seen him?
He was a heel back in the day.
Awesome. But he won't accept any movie roles where he's acting as the villain.
Who cares?
I care. It's fraudulent.
I think you're being too hard on The Rock.
Oh, wait, you think I'm being too hard on The
too
Rock?
Hard on the
too
rock.
Hard on The Rock.
You think? Hold on. The Rock makes like 40 million times what Alec Boehm probably makes.
Yeah,
we can be a little harder on The Rock.
But he's way better at what he does than Alec Boehm.
He is.
Disagree. He's not a very good actor.
You don't think so?
He puts butts
did
in the seats.
Did you see Black Adam?
Man, not really.
Did you
does
see
he?
Moana? Yes.
Moana, yeah, he blew up. For
hold on.
I think they're
Maui?
Doing a live action.
The Rock puts butts in seats.
You don't think The Rock's a box office hit?
No.
Oh, stop.
No.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Are you kidding me? To who?
People.
He's a little bit of a diva.
America.
He's a little bit of a diva, but yeah, he puts
Rock.
Butts in seats.
All right, I'm going to put up a poll. America, comma.
Is the
does
Rock,
The Rock no. put butts in seats?
The
no,
Rock,
you, I'm going to address
is
America.
Is The Rock a box office star? Yes.
Yes, he is.
There's no question.
No, I'm going to say, does he put butts in seats?
He does.
Mm.
I mean, he put butts in seats in the 90s in the WWE and F, and he does it now in movies.
He's a fraud.
You're totally off on this.
Wow, that's so strong.
Donovan Ezeraku, number 24 to the Eagles in our mock. Somehow we got to Dwayne Johnson here when we're just trying to talk about Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Violet in Virginia talking some Alec Boehm. What's up, Violet?
Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Violet, what's up?
Well, you know, I am a huge supporter of Alec. I don't know what's going on. There is definitely something going on. I don't think you sit him down or bench him because I just think that's going to even mess up his head even more. I don't know if it's an injury thing, a head thing, or what's going on. And I know I keep harping on this, and I keep going back to the first part of last year. I just don't feel like that was a fluke. So I don't know if there's a way to hone in or try to find out what was going on then compared to now. But I do think something has to be done. You know, maybe moving him down in the lineup, because he's had some good defensive plays. He's just not hitting. But, I mean, if we're going to look at that, I mean, overall, the Phillies aren't, like, lighting it up with the scoring. I mean, there's some guys are hitting, but there's some guys, I mean, you know, I love Brandon Marsh, but it's not like he's freaking lighting it up.
Violet Marsh has been, he's been rough. I mean, he's not played well at all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, and I really like him. There's just, I just think it's early. I mean, my gosh, what is it? 158 more games or something? I mean, yeah, you can't keep letting it go, but there's something's going on. I don't know what.
Well, I think it's all mental. I mean, because I don't think he just forgot how to hit. I mean, he's been a pretty good hitter in his career. I think it's all in his head right now.
And that very well may be true. I mean, and as far as him getting annoyed or slamming the bat, I mean, I guess I can relate to that because I'm a person that wears my emotions on my sleeve. I always have. So I can, it's just relatable. I mean, it's just human. Some people show it and some people don't.
Yeah. Well, Violet, you're right about that. Unfortunately, he shows it a lot and he shows it in his toughest moments. Violet, we appreciate the phone call. By the way, I just pulled up here, top 100 stars, leading roles at the domestic box office. All right. They've got The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, at number 11. He's ahead of Will Smith, Johnny Depp, Steve Carell, Eddie Murphy. This is box office.
That's wonderful for him.
Box office.
I'm getting crushed into YouTube comments about The Rock take.
Of course you are.
But people reaching out to me saying that I'm so right. You guys are pumping up The Rock way too much.
You may think
he's a fraud.
You may think he's overrated, but he puts butts in seats.
He's a phony baloney.
But he puts butts in seats.
That's the point. He puts the butts in seats.
When they had the WrestleMania here and he was the heel.
You guys are showing.
Man, that was bananas. I didn't even get a chance to go, but I was down there. I didn't get to go in. But I saw it.
What do you mean you didn't get to go in?
Well, I went to a wrestling event.
Yeah.
Listen, I love all of you. Wrestling fans are different. I didn't know.
I used to be a big one.
Yeah.
And now I just.
I hear deodorant is optional with those.
I moved past that.
Kyle, you said it. I didn't.
But I know the wrestling community pretty well. That different is a good word.
It's a.
I mean it in an endearing way.
It was a. I forgot the event space, but it's off of Columbus Boulevard. Columbus Ave. Columbus Boulevard.
You talking about the old ECW stuff?
Yeah. Bruh. Kyle, to your point, it was some musty individuals up in that thing, man. And I had my son with me. And I was like, you walk in the building, not the only person had on deodorant was me. And Harper was too young to wear it. But nobody wore deodorant. Shout out to the Blue Meanie. He had on. I don't know. He wasn't funky.
Okay, so no. Okay.
Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie's a listener.
So yeah, no. Blue Meanie. You weren't like because I don't want Blue Meanie think I thought he was funky, but it was some funky.
Yeah, don't
it was
don't cross funky Blue Meanie.
Yeah, no. Blue so Meanie, my dog now.
You know what The Rock has in his contract?
What?
It's called a no lose clause. Okay. His character won't lose any fights in movies.
It's fine.
That's so fraudulent. It's unbelievable.
Who's rooting against Maui?
I
want
to see somebody kick The Rock's ass.
That's why.
You're rooting against Maui?
Of course.
No.
That's why.
He's a hero.
In The Fast and the Furious, him and Vin Diesel didn't get along. And Tyrese, him and Tyrese had beef.
By the way, The Rock ahead of Vin Diesel on this box office start list.
Vin Diesel's another fraud. Well, he's the same type of deal.
Yeah, but
he won't be a villain.
I agree with you on that. I don't like Vin Diesel, but Vin Diesel has no range. He wasn't a wrestler. He didn't lead the WWF.
Being a wrestler doesn't endear him to me. I don't care about wrestling.
But at least he's got ability.
Do you know how much him and, what's his name? The big Eagles fans. Silver Linings Playbook.
Bradley Cooper.
Do you know how much money they make for just their voices with those Marvel movies?
Bradley Cooper's ahead of all these people on the list, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the eighth.
Vin Diesel's getting paid for saying, "I am Groot." Like a ton of bread. That's all he says the whole movie. I am Groot. Getting paid.
It's like your dream.
That would be nice.
Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. What should the Phillies do with Alec Bohm? Three options today. Drop him in the lineup. That's coming in at 48%. Bench him at 32%. Nothing. 20%. So 80% of people want some action here on the Bohm
thing.
They either want him dropped in the lineup, which is where I'm at. They want him benched fully, which is where Kyle's at. 20% are do-nothing Douglas is over here. Just let it be. Let us ride it out.
At least for the weekend. He's going home to see his mama, man.
That's wonderful. He could go home and see her and then sit on the bench when the game starts. Let's go to David in the Northeast who wants to talk to Ike. What's up, David?
Hey, Mr. Douglas.
What's up, man?
You just got to call your mom. That's all you got
to
do.
But you don't have to see her. You call her, right? Alec doesn't have to see her.
I mean, he's going to St. Louis. He wants to see her mom.
Do we have to drop the doctor, Hugh Douglas?
Maybe. What doctor?
Love Doctor.
Love Doctor. Yeah, well, Love Doctor made it to the Final Four.
He
so.
Kind of sounds like a doctor. The past few days.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, because I try to get into the psyche. A lot of these questions that are asked of me, David, I can't answer yes or no. And I know for the purposes of what we do, that does not serve us well. So I tend to long talk, and I have to pontificate. Well, not pontificate.
Pontificate?
That's not good. I have to elaborate on my stance when it comes to these things.
Because of you people. Just saying.
Well, it's because... Dave, we're being honest. Sometimes what I'm saying, people can't comprehend, so I have to long talk a little bit to try to help with the understanding of the people because they don't get it.
You know what? I appreciate you calling me David. I like being called my full name.
Okay.
You're all right, guys.
But thank
you. You're all right, too, David. What do you want to do? Where's who?
Where's my boy Ike at?
Ike? He's in the hallway somewhere.
He's on in about, what, 45 minutes?
Yeah. You want to get...
Want to leave him a message?
Is he trying to avoid you, David?
I told him to shoot a courier pigeon down to Atlanta. And he might have took my advice. He may be out there cleaning out the howitzer to shoot another bugger down to Atlanta.
He getting ready for his show.
What is he doing?
He's shooting buzzards.
Shooting buzzards.
But what is he sending
Carrier
the pigeons? Why is he sending the pigeons to Atlanta, David?
Well, we talked yesterday, and I told him to give the pitcher a little bit of encouragement.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that worked.
That's good.
He said, how are we going to go down there? He's all the way down in Atlanta.
He tried to do it, right? I guess, raspy voice, too. He tried to do it in the Ike voice.
Stick his corny ass in a...
You heard him.
In a howitzer and bless him down there. He doesn't even have to flap his wings, only when he's ready to land.
Do you want us to give him the message, or are you going to tell him?
I'll text him.
Just call him later again.
And another thing, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about... you were talking about a singer
uh-huh.
A couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
Can't think of it.
Yes.
A singer.
I found a brochure. They used to have shows at the Vet called the Superfest.
The Superfest. I think I've heard.
You were talking about whatchamacallit? What's his name? The male singer.
Yes,
Luther Vandross. Right.
Vandross. Yep.
Luther Vandross.
Yes. One shining hue. Yeah.
One shining moment.
I'm looking. Hey, look at this.
We can't see.
They got a picture on the front page.
I'm trying to see.
No, wait. Show us again. We missed it.
Wait a minute. Where's it at, David?
This was at the Vet.
Okay.
1986.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Nah. Well, yesterday was what I heard you talking about.
Oh, I got you. You went to this?
I went to this show.
How was it? Okay. I bet it was good.
With some fine looking women.
Oh boy, David.
Hey.
You
hey,
dog.
David, I'll tell
I'm
you
looking
what,
at a threesome.
David, I know, like, speaking of that. You got me on this now. You know Mary J. Blige coming to town.
You going?
I got to find something to wear. There's going to be a lot of women.
You get
out
your outfit picked out?
David, thoughts on Mary J. Blige?
Well, let's put it this way. New edition, Mace, Morris Day in the Time.
Okay, I remember Morris Day in the Time. Mm-hmm. What time
cool
is it?
Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang.
Oh, yeah, that's mm-hmm. classics.
JT.
Stephanie Mills.
Yeah, she's still doing music. She's still doing her thing.
Atlantic Star.
Kyle would be disrespectful, yep. I like the Whispers,
only.
The Twins, yeah, Rocksteady, yeah.
Philly only.
I didn't know the Whispers were they're from Philly? I didn't know that.
David said so, yeah.
I did not know that.
Hey, the Philly's the happening sound, man.
Come on
saying,
now,
man?
Hugh, you got to know this
I
stuff.
Didn't know, like, I know a lot about music. I didn't know the Whispers were from Philadelphia. I didn't know that. That's what's up.
How did that go roll you're in, buddy? They don't want you there no more.
Who?
What?
A gopher hole.
Mm-hmm.
The gopher. I was in a gopher hole.
Oh, you were in a gopher hole?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. When the Whispers came.
David, a good call. David, good phone call. David's got real potential. I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, he called me and said, I want to talk to Ike.
Well, we're going to give the message to Ike when we see him in the hallway.
Whispers are from L.A.
That same thing.
I mean, it's a lot of great groups from Philadelphia. Shout out to Gavin.
How long
Huff.
Have you been here?
Huh?
How long have you been back here? 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
Facts are totally optional on this station. I mean, they are optional.
Did David really ask us to look at this?
Yes, he did.
Well, I think he thinks because we're on YouTube.
Well,
he's on YouTube.
And I tend to do that.
I wish David
before,
was on
before
YouTube.
We got on YouTube, I used to do hand gestures and stuff and ask people to can you see what I'm doing. So, I mean, it's what we do.
I think it would enhance the show if the YouTube worked both ways. We could see the caller and the audience as they could see us. That would be something else.
Good time.
All right, let's go to Aaron, who's up next on WFP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's up, man?
Aaron, what's going on?
Hugh, I mean, great athletes thinking alike. Mm-hmm. I was pumping gas this morning, and you gave the clues, and the first thing that popped into my head was the Rubik's Cube, and I said, well, I didn't really enjoy that thing. I usually just threw it against the wall because it got me so frustrated.
Yes.
But then the second thing, the big wheel came in. And then, remember the Toys R Us, the Christmas catalog that would come out?
Man, every year you cut out the toys that you want or you would circle the ones and give it to your parents?
I miss Toys R Us. That was the best.
Dude, just like if it was like on the front page of the Toys R Us Christmas catalog, the green machine just popped into my head. Man, I'll tell you what.
Hugh,
you
know.
All right.
No, I thought you was about to wax poetic.
Yeah, take your time, man.
You and I are thinking the same thing. It was a heck of a tricycle. It really was.
It was not a tricycle.
All right, give me a chance to throw my butt in here. Okay, I've agreed with you, Hugh, for the last couple of days, but yesterday, man, you just threw me a curveball, man. I couldn't understand it.
What happened? What'd I do? Let me try to help you out.
So, and here's. Were you and Kyle serious about wide receiver at number 32?
Yes.
Aaron, please help me.
Dead I mean, serious.
These guys
dead ass.
Are...
What'd you say? Like the kids say, I was dead ass.
Yeah, just, no, you're an ass. Aaron, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you to put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
And I'm going to propose a wager between us. If the Eagles draft a wide receiver, I will fly out from San Diego. I will take you people... You and Kyle to your favorite steakhouse. And then, Joe, I won't leave you out. Me and my wife will take you and your wife out to your favorite
He want to do the adult stuff with Joe.
The child stuff with you guys, adult stuff. I mean, this is great, yeah.
Joe and I are kind of on the same
page. Yeah, I know. Well, Kyle's almost there because Kyle working on Kyle Jr. He working on a little Kyle.
No, I'm not.
If the Eagles do not draft a wide receiver with a 32nd pick, you guys got to give me a tour of the studio and let me sit in for a segment.
We could do that. Yeah, that's... I mean, that part seems easy.
Wait a minute. What did Kyle say? Like he was about to
Well, because I like this bet. I mean, it's very easy for us to pay off our
end. Took a deep breath.
And if you guys win, I mean, I get a free meal out of it.
I'd rather have David in the Northeastern studio.
Are you people going to stand on business here?
Said you people.
Stand on business. Is it a deal?
I'll stand on business.
It's a deal. I'm saying it for it.
Okay. All right. Bet made.
All right.
Hey, as far as the Bohm situation. Mm-hmm. This guy's 28 years old. What does he have to learn? He's not changing. No. He is an emotional wreck that lacks confidence. I said he's a lot like Joel Embiid, and Hugh, you disagreed with me, and I might be wrong there, but maybe is it me or is he like the Carson Wentz of baseball?
That was Joe's analogy.
He has the worst body language I've seen here since Wentz. I mean, when things go wrong. His shoulders,
he turtles up.
He turtles up. I mean, it's and you feel like he's going to cry on the field. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's like three things are guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and Bohm is going to have an emotional breakdown at some point in the season.
Yeah, and tax day is coming up, so maybe that's the deadline here for Bohm as well. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. How about that? Aaron just made a bet with you guys.
They did.
So if the Eagles don't draft a receiver, he's coming in here. We'll give him a tour. He'll sit in for a show. Seems pretty simple. They do draft a receiver. You guys are getting dinner.
Hold on. What are the betting odds that the Eagles take a wide receiver?
Not great.
No.
Okay. I mean that.
So he won.
But he's not really asking for anything besides just wants to say hi to us.
I don't want
to
hang out with Aaron.
Well, he'll sit in this room. I get free dinner. Listen, I get to yell at the Eagles made a mistake and free dinner if this happens. I'm actually maybe rooting for
this
it now.
It's about me.
It's about you. They can't draft a receiver in the first round.
Well, they can.
But they should not. They should not. Absolutely not. 215-592-9494.
By the way, real quick, David called me back.
Yeah.
He's upset that he got cut off. He wanted a few more minutes.
He had seven.
Game damn near 10 minutes.
He had a long time. I mean, and we took a message for another show.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In case people wanted more. Herb from the Northeast is on the line.
All right, we'll get to him next. All right, we'll get to you people before we go. You people in the YouTube chat. Phone calls on Bohm. Plus, someone wants the smoke from the Eagles next season. We'll get to that as well on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's on me. And guess what? Spring is in the air. You know what else is in the air? The smell of the grills firing up, people. It's time to take cooking outside again. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, you already know what it is. It's bacon sizzling to perfection. That's what I'm talking about. A nice spring day. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.